This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
From the middle down in Cuban society, in the hierarchy, and you got free medicine that you didn't have under the dictator Batista. If you got some, if you could start a little business, if you could get access to higher education that you couldn't get unless you were an elite under Batista, you think of Castro in a whole different way.
Many believe that what he's done in Cuba has been a success in the sense that Cuba has one of the highest literacy rates in the world. They have doctors that they send, again, all over the world.
By then a declared socialist, he dramatically improved health care and literacy.
Many saw positives, education and health care for all, racial integration.
You see the medicine system they are very proud of. You see athletes, and think of how many Cuban athletes have enriched the sports in this country. And
I'm quite certain that they're not celebrating his death in Cuba. And he brought health care, and he got rid of Batista, and he made literacy a part of the Cuban government.
Even Castro's critics praise his advances in health care and in education.
And he was the original revolutionary. He was the man the people called the great revolutionary.
Castro was considered, even to this day, the George Washington of his country.
Fidel continued to promote leftist movements in Latin America, where he remained popular until his death.
Unlike other strongmen, the Cuban leader avoided creating the appearance of a cult of personality.
He was a romantic figure when he came into power, and when he knocked off a corrupt dictator, Batista, we American young high school kids and kids in those days rooted like mad for the guy. We thought, here was this guy in fatigues with a beard coming in out of the countryside, leading a revolution that swept aside this old corrupt regime. And he was going to be almost like a folk hero to most of us.
Recently had the opportunity to speak with one of Fidel Castro's sons, Alex Castro, who was a photographer who's captured his father's final years. And he told me that his father was never interested in the trappings of power, incredibly enough, and didn't like having a cult of personality.
I think that the Cubans have a tremendous sense of pride over his legacy, and I think that he will be remembered fondly.
And let's face it, a lot of people who fled Cuba to get to the United States, they weren't fleeing Castro, they wanted to get to the United States of America.
But it's still one of those nations where you see donkey carts alongside cars, trucks, and buses in downtown Havana, because that's exactly what they'd rather have for transportation.
And he was a voracious reader, questioning me about politics and about the economy back in the U.S., and very, very aware of everything that was going on. Very, very smart.
The Castro that I grew up knowing as a child growing up in Liberia was a Castro who fought the South African apartheid regime that the United States was propping up.
And he would be a figure that you'd look up to and say, God, this guy's great.
No one there is going to wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know what, we need Jeffersonian democracy in this island nation. It's been a long time since Americans needed to catch up and keep up on things Cuban.
Now, as we've mentioned, not everybody is mourning or is sad about Fidel Castro's death. In fact, for Cuban exiles in Miami, this is a time for celebration.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Let me know your thoughts at BMartinezLive. Good to have you here. And our conversation, of course, is going to focus right now with the passing of one Fidel Castro. What are we talking about in terms of Cubans' reaction back in Cuba, Cuban Americans here in the United States, and what will this mean for the Trump administration as well? Dr. Nicholas Sanchez is with us. It's been a long time since he's been on, and if you may recall, he was a child refugee himself who lived in a refugee camp here in the United States starting in the spring of 1961. He lived in the refugee camp for about 3 months in a company with his 12-year-old cousin Henry and many other refugee children. They were part of the Pedro Pan, what they refer to sometimes as well as the Peter Pan program, which brought to America 14,000 children from Cuba without their parents. Today, Dr. Nicholas Sanchez has a Ph.D. in economics from the University of Southern California, is the former chairman of the economics department at the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts, and author of the book Destined for Failure, American Prosperity in the Age of Balance. Is also released another book that we'll be talking about as well. Dr. Nick Sanchez, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I am doing very well. Nice to talk to you.
Well, Nick, I'm sure you have, you know, the whole gamut of emotions, as many Cuban Americans do. Your homeland for many years was controlled by one Fidel Castro, now his brother Raul. He has been able to endure, you know, how many presidents, but he has been, you know, up to the age of 90. You know, he's kept the Cuban government under communist control.
That is correct.
So when you, of course, we knew that Fidel's health had been declining, and so it was a matter of time. You know, of course, you've got the strong contrast of what we see on TV, Nick, of the people in Cuba versus the Cuban Americans here in the United States. Can you give us a little bit better understanding of both sides, what they're both feeling and why?
Well, my understanding is that in Cuba, most of the people are indoors. In other words, there is no there are no groups of people outside doing anything. And I believe that that is because of the fear that they have regarding what may happen in the future. Mm-hmm. In Florida, where I live now, I am retired in Florida. The situation is quite different. As a matter of fact, I was myself, you know, with demonstrating and, you know, showing the Cuban flag in addition to the American flag near the Versailles restaurant, which is very popular here in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as a religious believer, I am glad that Fidel Castro finally has to face his maker. You know, he had people shot without due process. He had people die in disease, fleeing his regime. He abolished, people don't realize that, Christmas festivities for most of his years in power. And, you know, he repressed religious practices. He broke apart families. He never held democratic elections of any type. And, of course, because he controls the press, he also does not allow political opposition. You know, the list goes on and on and on. I don't know whether you want me to go, you know, through all the horrible things that this man did in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from the point of view of those who have supported him, what they should remember is that he has been in power for, you know, close to, well, he and his brother have been in power close to 58 years.
Right. Yeah, that is a long period of time. There's lots of persecution there. Nick, you know, I really want and I appreciate you being open about this. I mean, here in the United States, you have the freedom of our First Amendment right as a citizen to speak about these issues. So much information out of Cuba has been oppressed. You know, certainly in this most recent meeting between President Obama and Raul, you know, it just seemed like there was such a non sequitur and a disconnect. But that has been kind of the personality of this administration. Not that I expected President Obama to go in and, you know, attack Raul Castro or the Castro government for its oppression, but clearly there is a history, just as you touched on, and you barely touched on it, right?
That is correct. I could keep going on about you know, all the horrible things that have happened there, and I mean, people forget, you know, so many things. For example, in Cuba, all of the schools are under government control. You know, my mother was a high school teacher in Cuba, and basically at the beginning of the regime, she was told, you know, she could either teach the government propaganda in the schools or else she had to retire. And of course, you know, she decided to retire, and, you know, 2 years or 3 years later, she was able to come to the United States. But I mean, it was a very painful transition from the prior regime, which had been a dictatorship, but that did not try to control people's thoughts, you know, and the Castro regime, which is really, you know, a totalitarian regime.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point at a time when this country and our culture has been attacked, and there has been and I'm sure probably for you, because of your past, though you were young, but you heard the stories and got the reports from your homeland in Cuba, how they controlled the people. And when you start to see things like this beginning to raise its head in this country, I'm sure it causes you to take extreme notice.
Absolutely. And let me say, I was not so young when I left Cuba. I left Cuba when I was 15 years old. So I experienced myself, you know, I used to go to take English classes, you know, at the time I was thinking of coming to the United States at, you know, one place, and there would be government officials taking photographs of all the children taking English classes at this particular school.
Mm-hmm.
So, I experienced it myself, the totalitarian regime. Mm-hmm.
Did you sense at the age of 15 when they were taking pictures that, you know, that you had to be careful?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I recall at one time, you know, being outside of the school I was attending, and, you know, a fellow I had never seen in my life said, well, You know, at one point you criticized the regime and you said this and you said that. And, hey, you know, regrettably, it was
Nick, stay with us. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back with Nick Sanchez on Bill Martinez Live.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Getting America back on track.
I'm addressing Christmas cards. Aren't they cute? Each one has a little bunny on it, dressed up like a shepherd.
Bill Martinez live.
It's the season, isn't it? Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Black Friday is come and gone. We got Cyber Monday. Hey, let the spending begin. Why not? Good to have you back with us, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Dr. Nick Sanchez continues. We're talking about Cuba at 15 years old. He came here as a refugee. His story and his family story is an American success story. And I would say, Nick, I'm not sure if there's another country that the success that you enjoyed, not given to you, not handed to you, but based on hard work and commitment and faith, I'm not sure you could have experienced, the kind of success and life story that you experienced here in the United States, but for the United States, right?
That is absolutely correct. And let me say, it's not just about me. For example, my brother, my sister, and I, all of us were able to finish PhD programs in the United States. And we did it because we were able to borrow money. In other words, it wasn't that we were given free education, but we actually had to borrow money, you know, which took several years to pay. Mm. But we were able to, you know, finish our education, and we were, in a sense, blessed by the opportunity to come to the United States. I am very happy to be in the United States.
Nick, I imagine it's got to be incredible for you to see what's happening. I mean, as a professor, college professor yourself, to see what's happening on these campuses across this country and how this behavior, showing up for a trophy kind of behavior and the safe place, protective mindset that has entered the college campuses today, especially in light of what you decided, you know, with what you went through, that you had to borrow the money. You and your two other siblings borrowed the money. You paid it back. They didn't give you a trophy for that, you know, for just showing
up. That is absolutely correct. And, you know, one of the problems that we face now is that a lot of the new migrants from Cuba to the United States are really not political refugees. And as Mr. Trump has said, one main goal of his administration should be vetting, real vetting of people coming to this country. Because regrettably, what we're finding out, even in Florida, is that many of these new people, you know, are young. And, of course, they have been raised within the Castro school systems. And they don't like the United States. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Mm. Well, when everything has been taken care of you and you've been conditioned with socialism and you come here to the United States, you might like some of the freedoms, but then you're going, hey, where's the handouts? Where's all the free stuff? You know, we got this, we got this in Cuba and we got this in our other countries. Why aren't we getting this here? And what I think is going to be a huge challenge here for people with that mindset, and dare I say, not just refugees here, Nick. Well, I'm just talking about kids in America that have been indoctrinated by these professors and teachers in school. And I don't mean to swing a broad brush here. I'm just looking at the results and the fruit of the educational system in the higher echelons of learning here, and what they're turning out. And what they're turning out is kids that are, would-be socialists that think everything should be handed to them. And here we are. We've got a potential to be an exceptional country again, which contributes not only to America at large, but the rest of the world. And for me, I see it as a golden opportunity for these young kids to dream big dreams, to realize, like you, Nick, you came to this country. I think you told me the last time, I think you had, 10 cents in your pocket or something? I mean, you didn't have a whole lot of money when you first came here at the age of 15, right?
Well, what happened was I had $5, mm-hmm. but when my parents came a year later, they had 10 cents in their pockets. That was mm-hmm. it.
Wow. Wow. And so here it is, when you are having to fight your way up like that, there's a lot of character building that takes place. But also when you realize that your efforts can pay off, that hard work and being faithful, that comes with a dividend. And, the way I understand it, I have not lived outside America, so I only have a marginal understanding of it. But from what I understand, this could never happen in any other country.
That is correct. And, you know, I want to mention, because it ties up with your prior statement, this year I published a new book, and the subtitle of the book is Empowerment versus Entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, in the case of my generation, what we wanted was we wanted to achieve power. We wanted to achieve education, self-empowerment. Right now, what the young people want is entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between the generations.
But and the thing is that they've caught the wrong vision. And they have enough evidence based on their life, even if it's just college or high school. I believe they can see this, Nick, that they're buying into the wrong grape juice here, because the trajectory that they're on will limit them. And not everybody's going to get this. Not everybody operates or is willing to put in hard work. I understand that. But the thing is that for those people, you know, people like yourself that are willing to go that extra mile, they're not afraid of hard work. Their dream is what keeps them up in the middle of the night. Their dream to do something magnificent. I mean, here in America, you have that ability to dream and you have the ability to realize that. To me, that makes this country real special and makes this opportunity so much more golden if we have the leadership. And I believe Donald Trump is that leader that can help people focus on that. But right now, you got to think. It's kind of like I was just having this conversation with my son, Nick. I said, you have to consider what adds to and what takes away. If your dream is to, you know, be in construction or whatever it is, to go through school, get your PhD, then everything that comes across the bow of your boat, everything that comes across that path of you attaining that dream, is it going to add or take away from you accomplishing that dream, right?
That is absolutely correct. Bill, I would like to touch a topic that Americans have a tremendous misunderstanding, which is the so-called American embargo on Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just one brief statement. Cuba can buy all it wants from China. It has never been prevented from buying anything and everything it wants from China. And, I mean, think of the way we buy. We ourselves buy a lot of Chinese goods.
Yes.
So the problem in Cuba is lack of productivity. It is not access to foreign markets.
Well, you see, and I think at the very core of our humanity, Nick, and you know this, probably better than I do, and that is the drive for productivity. There is something, something incredibly special and powerful when somebody is being productive and they're earning a fair wage for their labor.
Yes, that is correct. And, you know, to have the opportunity to make investments, you know, like here in the United States, you can mortgage your property, and then, you know, take risks, try to develop businesses. In Cuba, you cannot do that.
So what do? They just, they're at the beck and call of the government? Did the Castro say it's okay if it's not, tough beans, huh?
No, for mortgages, you cannot even mortgage anything in Cuba.
You don't own anything?
No, you are allowed to own things, but you cannot mortgage them. But, you know, particularly the homes, the private homes,
mm-hmm.
Those mainly are private property.
Right. So there's no personal empowerment. And so with your book, Aligning Values and Politics, Empowerment versus Entitlement, this is what you're talking about. Dr. Nick Sanchez has been with us, giving us some insight as to what Cubans have been enduring and why you will see on the streets of America why so many Cuban Americans are celebrating the passing of Juan Fidel Castro at the age of 90. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-sized. Minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple, yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Live. Just the way you like me, fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We come at you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us, because it is that doggone important. I mean, after all, if you're going to make a choice, let's make it based on the facts, not on a bunch of opinions. And you've also heard me say that in the absence of facts, opinion rules. And as a result of that, we pay a big price. And this is, I believe, one of the major contributing issues to America finding itself on, on the wrong track. And so if we're going to get back on the right track, we need to do so with integrity. This is why this issue, frankly, people asked me, in fact, over the weekend, they were going, why are you pursuing the Hillary thing? And I said, well, you misunderstand totally. It's not the Hillary thing. It is the truth thing. That's what's most important. If you think it's about Hillary, you're missing the whole point. We're talking about integrity. The reason that our foundation is loose and that we're shaky and the goofy decisions that have been coming down the track out of this administration in this country right now is because we do not have a clear vision. And that clear vision needs to be absolutely
based on truth. Our next guest has been with us many times, and we're going to talk about Blue Lives Matter and why it does. Lieutenant Randy Sutton is with us. He is the national spokesperson for Blue Lives Matter, retired police officer himself who served with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for 24 years. He was also awarded a Presidential Point of Light Award by President George Bush for his creation of a reading program for any inner city children. Randy, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's critical. You know, we've got law enforcement being attacked now. I mean, what, over 20 ambushes reported this year. What we're doing, you know, and what we're experiencing at the very core puts our communities in jeopardy. And this is why we need to counter the narrative with the truth that Blue Lives Matter, and I know you're not saying Blue Lives Matter in lieu of something else, it's Blue Lives Matter because all lives matter, right?
Well, Blue Lives Matter became an organization in order to counter some of the false narrative that has been spewed by not only media outlets, but by organized groups who are trying to put out a false narrative about police racism and violence. And so that's why we came into existence, in order to get the truth out there, which, as you so eloquently put at the beginning of this segment, it is the truth that will set us free. And Blue Lives always has believed and always will believe that all lives matter.
Well, Randy, it was reported last week that a total of 60 law enforcement officers have died in firearms-related incidents in 2016, marking a 67% increase since 2015. This reported by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. I mean, this is an incredible increase, and there is no doubt the men in blue, the people that most Americans honor and respect, are under attack.
They are, and the startling statistics are such that not only have the murders increased by close to 70%, but the ambush and targeted killings of law enforcement officers has gone up somewhere around 400%. And this is what is so unnerving to the American law enforcement officer. Within a period of 24 hours last week, we had six police officers die in the line of duty. Not all were murdered, but six gave their lives in the line of duty. And the targeted assassinations or attempted assassinations of police is just astronomical. These are the ones you hear about. You don't hear about them all because many of these police officers are wounded, some grievously, some catastrophically, but they don't go into the statistics of those who are killed. But there have been many more shootings, many more catastrophically injured police officers, some who have been paralyzed and had their lives ruined as well. And it's simply because there are people that are targeting law enforcement officers either purposely because they're cops or because they don't fear the consequences, Bill. And this is something that is so important. They no longer fear the consequences of shooting at a police officer.
You know, and you answered the question that I was about to ask, Randy, and that's what people want to know is why. I mean, this speaks about the very dysfunctional soul of our culture, where we are right now, that we would disrespect authority to this degree, that we would go after authority and do everything we can to spin our local communities into chaos.
Yeah, if you were to listen to some quote civic leaders unquote and some politicians, you would believe that this was all brought on by a racist law enforcement officials, and it simply isn't true. What has been, in essence, propaganda has been very effectively utilized by certain groups and by very, very well funded organizations that have in their toolbox access to complicit media, and we've seen it. Some of the things that CNN did, where they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar editing some of the reports, it shows that there is a complicity with the media, and this is really dangerous.
Well, we're entering an age, and we I guess we kind of suspected this, as information would increase. If there was ever a need for a filter, it is now. To the point, and obviously what was brought out in this last political cycle, Randy, is that you got fake news, dealing and influencing the trajectory and the behavior of America. We're just not, in the mainstream media, ashamedly, has abandoned their post in rightfully publicizing, and not so much publicizing, but reporting, the reality of what we're dealing with. On all levels, to really get down, to the root of the problem. There has been a concerted indoctrination of people, and I would say, in higher learnings of institutions, some of this liberal thought that has been thrown out there. You can liken it to somebody screaming that the theater is on fire when it isn't, and it causes a rampage. I don't know if it's much different than that. Do you?
Well, what we're seeing is a lack of respect for many things American. I read this morning how the flag of our country has been removed from a college in Massachusetts because they don't want to offend some of the safe places for the students. What is going on, Bill? This is our nation. This is everything that we hold dear is symbolic is symbolized by our flag. If we don't respect our own flag, then how can we respect the institutions that are so important to this country? And when it comes down to journalism, I am a strong believer in journalism. I truly am. I believe that it is the fourth estate that keeps our politicians honest, and that's what their duty is to do. But they must maintain integrity, and that's a word that you use so eloquently, and I believe in so deeply is that trust cannot be broken.
Well, if the mainstream media and journalists are the fourth estate, look at the fruit of their product right now. It doesn't favor them very well. I think it puts their profession in a bad light. And at some point, Randy, I would say there needs to be some leadership that stands up on behalf of professional journalism and journalists with integrity that are willing to, call these discrepancies for what they are, expose them, and renew themselves. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. But we need leadership like never before. Lieutenant Randy Sutton has been with us, spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. Randy, thank you so much. Be safe out there. It's 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia,
you put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters December 2nd. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, I hear the reading of that story, and I think, wow. Are we so much in jeopardy here in this country that that reading could not be heard? And there are some places in this country where that reading will not be allowed. And I don't know how you feel about this, but it is a dangerous time for America. I mean, do not think for a minute, just because we have a new president on the horizon, that all is well. We have slipped a long way, and this has taken decades for America to be where it's at, and there's a lot of work to be done. If you missed that conversation with Dr. Nick Sanchez, an immigrant himself from Cuba, what they went through, he and his family, all part of that Pedro Pan program where they just sent thousands of young kids, you know, without parents, without super, they just sent them here to the United States. I mean, how crazy is that? But by the grace of God, Nick and his siblings and others went on to be very successful. I mean, earned PhDs. He's a professor emeritus. You heard his story. But here in America today, a lot of those stories have been muffled into thinking that, kids are entitled, that it just should be given to them. You know, we have developed, this mindset in this country, and I think America is waking up and going, look, we got to do something about this, especially in light and considering that we're about ready to bust loose and be very productive and have a lot of opportunity come to us here, I believe, with reduced regulations and other opportunities that the Trump administration will bring. But if we're not prepared for it, we're going to miss the boat. And individual people are going to miss the boat, and socialism will continue to reign because that's what it does. And speaking of refugees, our next guest is here to talk about that and whether or not America should have a say in the whole discussion. Jennifer Breeden is back with us. She's a legal analyst with the Clarion Project. Jennifer has an incredible background. She worked for a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit International Christian Concern as the regional manager for the Middle East. During her tenure, Jennifer penned articles for the organization's newsletter under the pseudonym Emma Lane and received a large following on Twitter. While based in D.C., Jennifer traveled extensively to the Middle East on humanitarian missions. In Egypt, she set up a sewing factory, believe it or not. I mean, this is the thing. You think, okay, we go to Egypt. What do you do? Well, I think I'm going to set up a sewing factory. I mean, of all the possibilities, we're going to set up a sewing factory for the family members of 21 Christian men beheaded by Islamic State militants in Libya. Jennifer, how do you come up with doing, I mean, of all things, a sewing factory?
Well, and I obviously laugh because I wish I could take credit for that. But I mean, that was, that was a team effort.
Yes.
And to be honest, it's a lot of the Christians on the ground there in Egypt. You know, I had a partner who had helped plan some of it. We had gotten the grant money already approved and I had gone over there. And I'm just one of those people that says, I don't really see anything in our way right now. So why don't we just go ahead and do this? And, we work closely. One of the largest evangelical churches in Egypt is Costa Jabaro. And we had lots of Christians on the ground there in Cairo willing to go and negotiate equipment. And then just like you would put together an IKEA piece of furniture, we just brought it down there in a truck. So tried to figure out how to make it work. But it was an incredible opportunity to be around them.
Well, and that's the thing about opportunity. And this is what's availing itself here in this country, Jennifer, I see, is that you look at the resources, you look what's available. I mean, we really don't have an employment in terms of labor force a problem, although, you know, some could argue that we do. But I think you got a lot of frustrated potential labor force that has been, kind of handcuffed. They bought into the, kind of the political pablum of the day and thought that they should kick back. But, after missing out of work and, being able to provide for their families, I just sense there's this wave of potential energy that's been lying dormant and it's about ready to wake up. So given the right leadership and the evaluation of the available resources and the opportunity coming together, just like what you did there of all places, you know, people would never think in a million years a sewing factory in Egypt of all places. Why? But if you don't have the eyes and you don't have the courage and the leadership to realize that, you're not going to have a sewing factory, and you're not going to have people benefiting, from these kind of efforts and ideas, are we?
Exactly. No. And it's what you said about this whole socialist type government, and that's why socialist governments end up falling apart and, internally combusting, is because you're not giving your people any sort of identity. And that's what happens, is that when people don't have to work, they don't have to do anything, and they think that, yes, that's easier, in the long run, it's not giving you a purpose, a reason to wake up, a reason to provide for your family, a reason to gain some pride and confidence in yourself and to teach that to your children and to others. And so we've created this cycle of absolutely needing or thinking that we deserve everything. We are entitled to everything. And so by creating opportunities and jobs, which hopefully the next administration is going to do very well with a lot of great plans, we have to be instilling that confidence within us, because we've lost not only the confidence within us, but it's now spread to these areas where there's no confidence in America. We spent the last 8 years apologizing to the United States of America when people would dream and die to come to this country.
Exactly.
And to have those opportunities for their family.
Well, some of the things you touch on here, Jennifer, has to do, if I can be, so simple about it, it's what makes people happy. I mean, brilliant psychologists say people are happy when they're most productive. Get them to work. I mean, this is why I see the frustration on the faces of so many Americans, and that's why I say they've been handcuffed, and they're not very happy right now, but yet they're hopeful because of this new potential administration that's being put together.
Absolutely. And to go back to the example of Egypt, in Middle Eastern countries, it's customary to wear, black from head to toe for a year after you lose your loved ones. These are the family members of the martyrs. And so a lot of them were the widows of the 21 men that were beheaded in Libya. And even things as simple as setting up the factory, what that meant to them, and us messing up certain screws and having to go through language barriers myself with my American English and then Arabic. But there were smiles on their faces. There was laughter throughout the day, and there was hope. And that doesn't mean there's still not grief and sorrow, but there was a lot of hope there. And
exactly.
That's what we can bring to this country again.
Well, regarding the refugee issue, Jennifer, you talked about America having a voice in this. Clearly, the Obama administration missed it. And that's what was demonstrated and shown very clearly, whether or not Democrats want to understand this or not. But this was shown very clearly in the forgotten man and woman across the United States. They're just not listening to the voices of Main Street America, are they?
No, they're not. And, you know, obviously, the voices of the Americans have been speaking up. You know, this is something that we're concerned about. And I think one of the reasons that the refugee issue has become so big is because we're not given, we're not really giving the facts on it. We're kind of treated like we're stupid and like we don't know anything. And when that happens, I think it pushes us into one corner and we tend to be, you know, more outspoken about these issues. And that's not the truth. We need to start being, and I think that's what, Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, showed the people was that, listen, I hear your voices. I know you're being treated like you're idiots, and you know more than what you're being led on to believe or that you're being talked down to. And so they absolutely have a voice in this issue. And there are so many aspects of this issue that Americans can be involved in the process of deciding.
Well, Main Street Americans are the ones that are living out the policies that have been thrust upon them by this administration. This administration says, hey, it's okay, you know, bring in 10,000 refugees. You know, they tell us they're being very well vetted. It takes 3 years to do that. And somehow within 10 months, we have 10,000 plus refugees coming into this country in the face of our experts saying we can't vet these people. So who are we to believe, the professionals or the president of the United States, who's already lied to us on many occasions? Oh, by the way.
Right. And I think it's been tough for the American people to have to go deal with their societies and deal with this fact that, you know, we don't know what's going on. And so you've had sanctuary cities that have propped up and you've had all this other stuff that is also making the American people feel insecure about this kind of stuff. And yeah, to say 10,000 people, we thought it took 3 years. What kind of vetting process came here? And, you know, I will say that I think it all matters about how we treat our citizens because we are the ones. And so we need to provide them the facts. We need to provide them what the vetting instructions are, what has happened. Let them know, speak out, and just be open. And don't treat us like we're idiots because that's what's happened. That's what's led to the rise of the new president-elect is because we want somebody who sees us for who we are. And that's an integral part of this society. And there are things that you don't have to be as worried about. But President Obama has not made that possible. In not telling people things, just making decisions, keeping people in the dark, really throwing them under the bus, and then saying, just deal with it. That's what makes us scared. That's what makes us angry. And hopefully now, you know, we can start to spread the facts about what's going on.
And the thing that's difficult is the nature of Americans and the citizens and people who come to this country is they love sharing. You know, the cross-cultural, the many cultures that are represented in our country today, I mean, it is just, it is magnificent between the foods and traditions and all this. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. And people, as a rule, I would say previous to this current, maybe this current decade, were fairly open. Open-armed to meet with refugees and to share their culture in that. But when you have situations where, you know, people are being attacked and, you know, you're kind enough to have a baby shower for somebody and then 6 months later they come in and shoot everybody up. You know, this has a little bit of an opposite effect. And it tightens people, it segregates them, and they want to be that much more productive. I don't blame them for that, but again, this is a lack of leadership and policy that has allowed this to run and is counterintuitive who America is, at least based on the way I was raised, Jennifer. I don't know about you.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think what Obama failed to do is bring in the Middle East Christians into this, not only into the refugee debates, but the Middle East Christians who emigrated here 10, 15 years ago, who can truly not only vet, but reach out and bridge that gap between those people and be able to tell law enforcement, hey, I know how to vet. I've been there.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much, as always, for coming on with us. She's with the Clarion Project, a legal analyst, Jennifer Breeden, on Bill Martinez Live.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben.